What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of One Percenter. I'm your host, RJ Schweitzer, and today we're going to be talking about two things. One, effective goal setting, and two, your ego. So before we hop into it, really think about your ego. Think about what you think about ego. Think about your goals. Think about what goals you have for yourself right now. And just kind of start, just keep that in your head while we're talking about all of this stuff. So first thing I want to address is your ego. So the definition of ego is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance, right? So oftentimes we find ourselves in positions where we think we're too good to do things. We think we're too good for certain people. We think we're too good to be in a certain spot in a room. Like it is what it is. It's how we think. And most people, and you are probably one of them, I am myself, have too big of an ego sometimes. It's just human nature, so don't feel bad about it. I'm not coming at your neck because I'm one of these people too, right? So I'll give you a little example of me. When I first started YouTube, this past time I started it, in about January or February, I would say, my ego definitely played a big part in starting my YouTube channel. And that's just simply because of this, right? I didn't want to be in a spot where people were looking at me and telling, like, they could tell that I was uncomfortable, or they could tell I was shy on camera, or they could tell that I wasn't doing this each and every single day. And it put me in a spot where I was like, I need to do this. I need to make myself uncomfortable. I need everyone to see me in a vulnerable state because it's going to make me a better person. So I put my ego aside and understood that what I was doing was going to make me a better person. And, you know, a lot of people really do let their ego drive their entire lives. A lot of people let their ego push them back in ways that it just sucks. Like bosses at jobs, and they just think since they're above you, and or even somebody that's, you know, outperforming you at work or in a higher position than you in work or in any place of life, anybody that is older than you, they let their egos control themselves so much. And it's just so sad that people think that they think that they're better than you because they're older than you, or they think that they're better than you because they are in a higher spot in the company than you. And that's not the case at all. I mean, we're all equal. You're not better than me because you were born before me. I'm not better than you because I was born after you. You're not better than me because you're in a higher part of the company. I'm not better than you, or I'm not better than you because whatever, you know, you're not better than anybody, right? You're not better than anybody. Anybody can be in any position in life, right? And you have to understand that your ego can really, really, really screw you, like really screw you. Because if I walk into a room and I automatically feel like you're looking down on me, or you're talking down on me, or anything like that, I'm automatically never going to respect you, right? Until you start to learn that we are equal and you're a human just like me, then I'm just not going to respect you. Everything that you say is going to go in one ear and out the other. And I'm sure a lot of you guys feel this way as well. A lot of you guys probably feel like you have been talked down on before because somebody has more money than you, or somebody's in a better position in life than you, or somebody, you know, just anything like that. And it's just not the case whatsoever. So to wrap up the whole ego topic, I just kind of wanted to say, don't let your egos, you know, hold you back. Don't be that guy that talks down on somebody because you have more money than them, or you're in a better position in life than them, or you have a hotter girlfriend than that. Whatever it is, just don't be that guy. Those types of people, or girl, whatever, those types of people are dicks. Like, you know, you never want to be surrounded by that type of person. I personally don't want to be. I mean, you're not better than somebody else because of anything. We're all created equal, and I just want you to know that. So we're going to hop right into the next topic, which is effective goal setting. And this is, I've talked about this before on my podcast and on my YouTube channel. The video actually going up today on Wednesday, the 20th, if you guys are listening to this in the future, is actually about effective goal setting. So I did want to talk about that a little bit, touch base on that. I see it all the time, especially on social media. I see people setting themselves up for failure. I really do. I mean, think about it like this. Imagine you want to start working out and you want a six pack and you want to be jacked, but you currently weigh 250 pounds. Now, a lot of people, what they want is, you know, quick short-term results, quick short-term success. Reality, it's not going to happen. You're not going to go from 250 pounds down to 180 and jacked in a six pack of abs in a couple of months. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you, if you thought it was going to happen, it's not going to happen. Unless you cheat yourself and you use some type of steroid or anything like that, it's just not going to happen. And even if you do decide to cheat yourself, you're going to screw yourself in the long run. It's definitely going to come back and bite you in the ass in the long run. So don't do that. So if my advice to somebody with any goal in mind is to set yourself up for success, not failure, right? So it's okay to, you know, have big aspirations and big dreams and big goals. However, the important part of it is to set smaller goals, build the confidence, get the momentum going in your favor, and then work from there. So if you're at 250 pounds and it is, you know, February, January, we'll say it's January, first day of the year, New Year's Eve, set yourself a goal like this. Okay, and say this to yourself. I'm currently 250 pounds. Realistically, by March, I want to be at 235 pounds or 230 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds by March instead of being like, hey, 250 pounds by March, I want to be 180 pounds and jacked. See, this is where the line gets drawn. You're setting yourself up for complete failure with the second example. You're not going to drop 70 pounds in 2 months unless you just go and do what I said, like cheat yourself somehow. And you're going to fail, and then you're going to create momentum going the wrong way. You're going to be going backwards instead of forward. So go back to the first example, from 250 to 230 in March, right? That's very doable. And as long as you have enough commitment and discipline to get yourself to that point, it's going to do a very, very beautiful thing for you. It's going to do this thing called building confidence, right? So now that your March comes around, you're 230 pounds. You're feeling better than ever. You're more confident than ever. You're still not where you want to be. So what does that mean? You're going to set yourself a new goal and you have momentum going into that goal. So now that you set yourself a more realistic goal, you're at 250 pounds or you're at 230 pounds, you've already dropped off 20, you're feeling good about yourself, you have momentum going, it's going to start to ripple down. It's going to be a ripple effect. So everywhere else in your life, you're going to start to understand and you're going to start to set yourself more short-term goals that are actually achievable, and you're just going to keep building momentum and achieving goal after goal after goal after goal after goal after goal, and you're just going to keep excelling. And that's why it is important to, you know, set effective goals and to understand that it's not the short game that you want to be, or it is a short game that you want to be playing. However, don't play too short of a game, right? Don't sit here and try to be a billionaire in a year or a couple of months, because it's not going to happen unless you win the lottery. That's not going to happen. Sorry to tell you. So just understand that the goal setting is extremely important. It's very important in life. We always want to have something that we're looking forward to. And if you're not setting yourself some goals, if you don't have any aspirations or places that you want to be in life, then you're going to screw yourself. You're not going to be happy in life. You're going to find yourself wandering off into a place where you're lost. You don't know what you want to do. And it's not good. It's just not good. And that's kind of everything I wanted to say in today's podcast. I know we jumped around a lot. I do this off the dome. So I'm sorry if it was a little bit choppy here and there and I paused a little bit too much, but that's my podcast. That's what I like to do. I like to do it off the dome. I like to do it when I have an idea sparks in my brain. That's who I am. I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I want to spread as much, you know, value, positivity, whatever it is, into your life. I'm here to help you guys. I enjoy doing this. I want to find another purpose in my life. I want to make people better. That's really what I want to do at the end of the day. And I can't do that by faking it. I can't do that by writing everything down and reading off a script. I know a lot of people can do that, but for me, that just doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel like it's coming from the heart for me. I like to do everything off the dome based off emotions and what I'm feeling. So I hope you guys can respect that. I really do hope you guys can understand where I'm coming from when it comes to, you know, your ego and your effective goal setting. I hope you guys got just a little bit of information from today's podcast. And if you did, leave us a review on Apple or whatever platform you're on. Like it, leave us a review, whatever you can possibly do. Leave us some type of comments. You know, if you want to hit me up on Instagram for any ideas or give me any type of feedback, just go ahead, DM me on either my main account or my podcast account, which is exactly how this title is, One Percenter. If you guys want to DM me on my main page, it's RJSCHWEITZER. This podcast is still, like, you know, it's still growing tremendously, and I'm very surprised because I did take 2 months off of the podcast, and to be honest with you, it didn't even seem like it was affected. So I just want to say thank you guys, whether you're listening from Mexico, Italy, anywhere overseas in the United States, which is where I'm from. I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you guys coming back and listening to every episode that you do. I see everyone that's listening. I can see where you guys are living as far as like countries go. So I appreciate all the overseas people. Shout out to you guys. I hope you guys are still getting some information and finding some value in this podcast. But that's going to wrap up today's podcast. I'll probably see you guys next week again. I have a lot of momentum. Again, it's all about momentum in this world. And I love making podcasts, and I forgot how much I loved it until these past 3 weeks when I started making them again. So I hope you guys are loving it as much as I am. Again, if you guys have any suggestions, anything like that, go ahead, DM me on Instagram, or, you know, find a way to reach out to me, and I will answer your questions or use your topics as ideas. Anyways, been your boy RJ on One Percenter. I'll see you guys next time. Peace out.